Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green, and this is another call in the Online Marketing Tips podcast series. I do these as live calls, so we have lots of people that are live with us today. And then immediately, within 24 hours, I do a blog post, and I send the recording over to iTunes to be added to my podcast series. Now, this is my second podcast. I have another podcast. If you type in my name on iTunes, Connie Reagan Green, you'll see what else I'm doing over there. So for today, I want to welcome everyone. It is September 30th, 2013, which means it's the last day in the third quarter of 2013. We only have one quarter left. And I don't know about for you, but for me, this year has been flying by. And because I plan and really look ahead at what I want to achieve, this has been the best year that I've ever had in my years online. Before I came online, I did very little in the way of planning. I was a teacher, and so that meant that the school was doing most of the planning in the school district, and I just kind of sat there and did what I was told, more or less. Also, I worked in real estate, and I wasn't very creative with that because I had to really strictly adhere to the rules and regulations and laws that were for the city of Los Angeles and the county of Los Angeles and the state of California, as well as the real estate board. So with the online business, we really have more of a say-so with what's going on in our personal life and in our financial life than ever before. And that's important, very, very important. All right, I am going to take a look at the main page for us. So if you are at our teleseminar page on the live call, you'll see that I have the big button there and I have some smaller links. So the big button is the Earn 1K a Day program. This is a program that I've been involved with for now 3.5 years. It's made a huge difference in my life, both personally and professionally. I've connected with Dennis Becker and with many other people there. I've brought as many of my students as possible over to Dennis's group. And it's just been a fantastic relationship all the way around. And the time has come. It's been 6 years, and Dennis is going to go up in the price. But he didn't just arbitrarily decide to raise the price. Instead, he looked for a way to increase the value so significantly that it would make sense for everyone already involved or who has just been hearing about it, at least from me, for a couple of years, to want to join. And what he did was he negotiated a huge dollar deal with Jason Fladlin and Will Matos. And what he did was he purchased the rights to their 6 and 6 coaching program, which I will no longer promote because you get it for free when you join Dennis's group, even at the monthly level. And that course, 6 and 6 coaching from Jason Fladlin and Will Matos, has 59 sessions, and I did one of them on article marketing that's still very, very valuable. I did it last year. It has everything updated. All right, let's take a look at what people have to say. And Victoria is here from London, and she says, this is Victoria Virgo from mydailycuppa, cuppa.com. I'm very interested in starting a podcast series. I wanted to know, as a beginner, how long or short should a podcast be? Thanks, Connie. All right, well, Victoria, I'm thrilled that you have stopped by to be on the podcast this week, and you and I have been connected just a little bit over the past few months. And what I wanted to really say about podcasts is that I started a couple of them a few years back. I started one of them in about, 2006, 2007. I started another one a year or two later, so maybe 2009. And I didn't stick with them because I didn't get any results. I started doing them, and I would, you know, kind of reluctantly make a little outline, put some bullet points, and I would just start talking, and I was talking to myself, and, you know, no one was there. I was all alone in cyberspace, and nobody came, and nobody listened, and nobody did anything that I could see. I couldn't see any results, and so I quit. And so what I want to tell you is don't quit. It takes some time. It takes a few months. So when I decided in December of 2011 that I would do 50 podcasts during 2012, I told myself in the beginning, probably nobody will know what I'm doing for the first 2-3 months. And sure enough, that feels like what happened. But I have learned wonderful lessons. Never, never, never give up. Don't quit. Don't expect a certain result based on your action. Take action and then see where the results end up coming from. So I would say do it. And in terms of the length, you can do it 15, 20 minutes. It doesn't have to be so long. My interview series where I did 50 in 2012, I'm doing 25 in 2013, those are 30 minutes or less. So they're anywhere between 20 and 30 minutes. And it's me interviewing someone. I turn it into a blog post, and then I send it to iTunes. For these calls, these have tended, I've been doing these since January, and I had some with the Productivity Mastermind mixed in, and then back to online marketing tips. These tend to be closer to an hour. They tend to be about 45 minutes. So it's up to you. Get started, decide what your topic's going to be, but I highly recommend doing what I've done, and many people have done it this way, where you do a blog post and add in your podcast, and then it will automatically go to up to iTunes, and that's from a free plugin called PodPress. So I hope that's helpful. All right, Faye says that she was sad to see the mastermind going away. I did 5 of those instead of 4, Faye. So I was going to do 4 originally, and I did 5 sessions. And yes, I'm back to that the Ask Connie, and that's what this one is back. And you're asking me about the juicing. Well, funny you should ask about that, Faye. I wrote a blog post about it, and that's also a link there on the page. It says 3-day juice fast, or maybe I updated it. Maybe it says my 3-day juice fast. And if you click on that, you will see the blog post that I wrote over at ConnieReaganGreen.com. Now, this is an example of storytelling. I'm sharing a very personal and very, just very personal side of my life with everyone. I mean, it's no secret when people meet me in person that I need to lose some weight. But I thought, you know, I really have to make a big change quickly so that I can get on the path of eating healthy and exercising. I've been walking every day for an hour, and I've been doing that even longer than an hour every day when I was training for the Avon Breast Cancer Walk in Santa Barbara last month. But that isn't enough. Walking will never be enough. You have to change what you're eating. So I'm doing a 3-day juice fast. And it was based on a movie that I watched on Netflix called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. I highly recommend it. It's on Netflix. It's on Hulu. You can get it pretty easily and pretty inexpensively, especially if you already have a $8 a month subscription to Netflix. You can get it as part of that. So I didn't pay anything additional. And my head has stopped pounding because my head was pounding, and I'm not a coffee drinker. I only drink coffee a couple times a week. But I wanted to do this to really have a clear head for everything that I'm doing in my business. And before I forget, Webinar Legend ends tonight. Now, it doesn't end, really. Instead, it just goes up in price like triple. So I never want anybody connected with me to ever pay more than the very rock-bottom price. So if you want me to host a webinar with you and give you some coaching along those lines with that training, the link is there on the page. All right, Adrian says, an e-commerce site is not totally ready, but I made it go live anyway. Did I get too far of myself? If it's not ready and somebody tries to buy, you could end up with some customer service issues. That's about all that I see, and it's flagsrus.com, and it's separated with hyphens, which are going to be harder for the search engines. We don't separate with hyphens any longer. So I don't know if you want to maybe get a different domain that you can shift that all over to. I know my tech person moves things around for me from time to time, and it doesn't even take him an hour to move a site. But let's take a look. And in the meantime, is there anybody live on the call that would like to ask a question? Well, I see some people live, but yeah, it's loading really, really slowly for me there, Adrian. So we'll come back to it. All right, Shelley is in Seattle, and she says, what's your opinion of Empowerment Network and doing? Yeah, you know, I don't know anything about that. I really don't. And I'm not saying that that means a whole lot, except at this point, this is my 8th year online. So if I don't ever hear anything about something, then usually it's not something that's going to make a big difference with business. So find someone that has some experience with it. If they have any testimonials or something, ask those people, because I travel in quite a few circles, and nobody ever brings that up to me. Somebody else emailed me maybe 6 months ago and asked me, and I said the same thing. I don't know. All right, and Shelley says, forgot to take advantage of the shout-out. SuperHappySmartLife.com. All right, and your site is unavailable, Adrian, so we're going to take a look at Super Happy Smart Life. And see what Shelley's site looks like. Okay, it says Super Happy Smart Life, get connected with your inner happy vibe. Okay, so this is interesting. It's a very well done site, it looks very nice. But my question is always, what's for sale? What's for sale? Because I'm on someone's list. He's a wonderful fellow. His name is Ricky Powell, I believe, and he's kind of the happiness person. He came to Rotary last year, and he has a book and a beautiful site, and he spent lots of money branding everything, getting everything going and everything, and he sends out an email every day with our inspiration for being happy. And he has never made a dime, I don't believe, but then that's not his goal. So ask yourself what your goal is with this, because I see you have lots and lots of affiliate links on here. So keep blogging and see what happens, and see how you can turn that into something you can monetize, because getting connected with your inner happy vibe could help you in another area of your life, so it's worth it to spend some money on this. Because you have to look at it the way other people will see it. All right, Janice is here, Janice Dugas, and her site is discovertopicalstampcollecting.com. And she says, let me copy and paste this, do you recommend creating a Facebook custom tab to sell our products on Facebook, or is it better to bring traffic to the blog and have them shop on the website? Yes, you always want to take people away from the big playground. That's what I refer to social media to. It's the big playground. So go over to the big playground, make lots of friends, and then invite them over to your house to play. Your house is your site. Get them to opt in and then market to them that way. And I like you've made changes to your site. I like it very, very much. It looks excellent. Excellent. All right, and I'm hearing from Alice Seba. She's someone that I connected with at NAMS for the first time. I've been buying from her for a couple of years, at least a couple of years, and she has incredible PLR, private label rights, and she has sent an email. Also, I did a podcast with her. She was my last expert, actually, and she sent me a link, connieloves.me/runninglow. It's the 30% off on the PLR that she has running low. Because remember, when they sell PLR, the people that I recommend anyway, which is only four or five people, I say four or five because a couple of them don't do it on a regular basis, when they create it, they're only supposed to sell it a certain number of times. Sometimes it's 100, sometimes it's 150. You really don't want it sold more often than that. All right, Sue is here from Ontario, and Janice is up in Quebec. All right, Sue says, working on updating my PLR site at buyplrtoday.com, so I know you have been here before. All right, and somebody has some noise. I'm just going to close out that line and just hit star 7 if you want to come in if you have less noise. All right, let's take a look at Sue's site. All right, and she says, all the content professionally written by one person. But you know what, Sue? I want you to think about that. If that's true, you're limiting your business. I've worked with sole proprietors, and it's an ongoing frustration and struggle for them financially if they don't want to take on anybody else. And I worked with a family member who's a handyman, and we had a serious discussion about 4 or 5 years ago. And I told him, I said, you can't grow the business any further, because he was doing very well. He was booked, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day, 5, 6 days a week, and he loved working for people. But he was getting older, and I said, if you don't take on at least one helper, then you have limited yourself financially. And he said, I don't want to do that. I'm just not comfortable having other people work for me, with me, represent me, that kind of thing. And I said, okay, as long as you understand that. So his income has increased just ever so slightly, because he could only raise his prices a little bit in the last 5 years. And he was doing it as well as he ever was going to do it, because he'd been doing it for 30 years. So what I'm going to ask you is, do you want to be the only one that writes it? Because none of us care about that. We care that it's professionally written by people that you oversee on a daily basis, that we'll have other people take a look and see what they think. All right, let's go back to the questions. And also, another thing I put a link there to, it's a blog post on my Huge Profits Tiny List site, and it's called Online Entrepreneur Blueprint. This is part of a new branding that I'm doing, and I want you just to take a look, because everything I brand, it all starts with a blog post. Everything I do, even my weekend marketer event that turned out to be a short report, an ebook, a Kindle book, a paperback book, an online course, a 6-week online course that I've done twice and I'll be doing again at the end of the year, and a live event that's coming up in 11 days. So, and hopefully you will be there in Las Vegas, weekendmarketerlive.com. Okay, Al is also in Canada. Boy, you've got lots of Canadians today. And Alice Seba is Canadian. How wonderful. All right, and I was up there for the first time speaking last year, and I'll be speaking there again next year in Ontario, in Toronto. I get the provinces and the cities mixed up, so my apologies. So I'll be in Toronto in the province of Ontario next May. All right, Al says, thanks for the opportunity to get some help. I would like to ask about the modernsamuraisociety.com site. Okay, so that's his site, modernsamuraisociety.com. I made a promise that I would submit 100 articles to e-zine articles by the end of the year. Who did you make that promise to? To yourself? Because if you're going to do that, remember, article marketing is different than it was years ago. So remember, you also want 100 blog posts. 100 articles won't do what it used to do, so make sure that you're taking care of your site as well. So I have 1 published, 4 in review, and 3 to submit today. This brings a few questions. Do you keep the same info for the resource box? Yes, you always want to send them back, have a call to action in the resource box to send them back to your site. That's the idea, bring them back to your site. Is there a way to streamline the process with regard to saving information? Yes, they'll let you save 3 resource boxes over there with a free account. And I have almost 1,800 articles there. If you go to articlesbyconnie.com, you'll see my articles. And I want to submit a few more just so I can get up to 1,800. All right. Keywords, no, you can't save those unless you save them in a text file for yourself and then copy-paste them. When you submit the body of the article, there's a spot for tags. What are these? So the tags are the keywords. Tags and keywords are the same thing. And what should I use? Your name is a keyword. So however your name is presented to the world, so Connie Reagan Green is always my first keyword, because if I run out of room, I don't want to not have put in my name, so I put it in first. Then you want a few phrases that you've spent time researching to see what people are searching for when they're searching for your topic. So if you're teaching them how to learn karate, what would they be searching for? How to learn karate? So whatever problem you're solving, what do the people sitting down at the computer that say, boy, I really want to learn how to do this, or I really want to solve this problem, what do they type in? All right, and what is a great effective message to put in the resource box at Easing Articles? for your free download, or download your, your free video on the latest kickboxing moves. I'm just making this up because I'm not familiar with the niche. But you want something that the person reading the article on that topic would say, yeah, yeah, that's what I want. So in your case, it might be a video. It might be a report. It probably wouldn't be an audio. My guess is a video or written in PDF format. And what do you think about the article templates they offer? Excellent. Don't let anybody charge you for templates. They should always be free. And is your five-paragraph model all I would need? It's all that I've needed and my students have needed, and I've got 750,000 views. So it works fast. You can do the article in 20 to 30 minutes for sure, and you can get going with it. But just make sure you're not doing this 100-article challenge to the detriment of your own site. What about a script that reads, this article may be reprinted? No, because they have their own terms of service over at the article directories. And people that understand that will do the right thing and keep your article intact. Telling them to do so in the article just takes up your space. So you don't want to do that. Also, many people just go and grab the article and put it on their sites. There's really nothing we can do about that. You can contact them, but it really will just take so much time and energy. And people don't copy my articles very much anymore. They used to. All right. And I mentioned before that I needed 77 to make the top 10. Okay. Oh, so that's why you're doing this. Okay, Al. So I did not read this question all the way through. Okay, so that's what you're doing. So then you don't need 100. You need 78. That's all you need. And then make sure you submit one once in a while so you stay up there in the top 10. Okay, Dana says, I've published a free ebook that will be of interest to freelance writers. And they can download Freelance Survival, Thrive and Prosper at Dana Suggest. But let me see something, Dana. Is this your... All right, yeah, because what I recommend, Dana, is when you, I see you're using Lead Pages, and I use them as well, don't let them publish it. You want to get the free plugin that comes with that service and do it on your own site. That will serve you much, much better. DanaSuggests.info/survival. Yeah, what I would do is have that on your main site because you want the traffic to your site. All right, and Sue, this is also Sue in Ontario, and she says, I have a new header and book design done for my giveaway, working on making the storefront look better with the same size icons, et cetera. Good luck on your juicing and working on losing weight, too. Oh, that you're working on it, too. Yes, I think so many of us are. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, and Sue, the very best thing you can do is to connect with the other people doing PLR. And I'm sure you see the ones that I promote over and over and over and over and over again because those are the top people. And they all connect with each other, and that's how they do so well. They connect back and forth with each other so that they can each be promoting each other. So you always have something great to promote because someone has already had somebody writing it. I just don't know of anybody else that writes. Or no, I take that back. I do know one person who's writing her own. That's why she only has things... You know, every month or two, she'll have a few things, that's it. And the business will never grow because she doesn't have people doing writing for her. All right, Barb Brown is here from Barb E, and it's a middle initial, barbebrown.com. Having my tech guy work on the website, because I'm finishing my first product, I'm working on a cover with Box Shot King, which I love very, very much. Go to, let me close this page out. If you go to connieloves.me/, and this is from Jack Bourne. He is fantastic, very, very smart. connieloves.me, you know what, maybe I have it at /Jack. connieloves.me/Jack, yes. And you will see Box Shot King, and he has a special, special offer there for my people. So you'll get a one-year special deal. And it's an excellent, excellent way to make graphics. All right, so we are in the final review. It will be a 10 to 15-page report on stress, causes, its impact, and what to do about it. It will also include a couple of audios, MP3, guided meditations for stress management, and a checklist to refer to when in a crisis. The website, not up yet, is tamemystress.com, so that's what I'm calling the product to. Not sure what to charge. Well, you've got a 10 to 15-page report, and then you have guided meditations. I would start at $7 because you'll notice that's what Adrian Dupree and I did with ours, with our top WP plugins for business.com. We started at $7. Now, it won't stay at $7, but it's been at $7 a couple of weeks. That works well. We wanted to get our first 100 people in before we raised the price. And just like Dennis Becker, only is raising the price of Vern 1K a day because he's adding things of great, great value. We will only raise the price when we have added enough things of great, great value. That would mean expanding the original PDF report, including additional videos for the different plugins, and an additional bonus. So do you have a bonus? Can you get something that's PLR and turn it into a bonus? Because my bonus for that, for top WP plugins for business.com, is a PLR report that I rewrote on setting up a WordPress blog, because that makes sense. If people want to find out about plugins, they probably want to know more about WordPress in general. So find out what else you could get that would, and I'm sure there's PLR out there for that. Go ahead, see what Alice has right now at connieloves.me/runninglow. See what you can get. And Janice says, great news. I'll be in Toronto to meet you. Wonderful, wonderful. All right. And Carol. Carol's in Toronto. It's great to hear you be here in Toronto. Thanks so much for the session. Yeah, I was in Toronto last September. Just loved it. I had always wanted to visit Canada, and that was an opportunity that Raymond Aron gave me to speak at his event. It's where I met Al, who's on the call right now from... I don't want to say the wrong site, modernsamuraisociety.com. And, yes, I just love it. One thing I loved was you have black squirrels up there. I don't know of any place in the U.S. that has black squirrels, even though it might be in the very, very northern states where I haven't spent much time, Michigan or Minnesota or something, Wisconsin, I don't know. But they had them up there, and I was on the street taking pictures, so I'm sure people were staring, but I didn't care. I wanted my picture. All right. So Barb, look for a bonus. Start it at $7. You know, try to get your first 100 sales that way. And then keep adding to it so that when it's time to raise the price, you have something fantastic to add to it. All right. Al has more questions. He says, now that I'm getting opt-ins, I know I need an autoresponder. Well, you really need it in the beginning, so that when you get one person opt-in, then you have it. So like I'll just use the product with Adrian as an example. Top WP plugins for business.com. We don't use WordPress there because WordPress doesn't like it. They come after you. So you use WP instead. That's a good piece of advice right there. So with that, when people first bought it, and we had people that bought it I let Adrian launch that, and she launched it on a Friday and a Saturday, and I didn't come in with anything until late Saturday afternoon, because I wanted to give her 48 hours, but I didn't want to do my part on a Sunday, so I did it late Saturday afternoon. So she had already made about 10 sales or so, from her list and from what she was doing right away. We needed the autoresponders set up because those people were in their first day. They were day one. So if I didn't set up the autoresponder until later on, then the beginning people would miss out. And that's not good. We don't want anybody to miss out ever, right? So what's the best strategy to use? I have seen your 10 autoresponder example. Should I model this? Yeah, you can do one a day for 10 days. Now, I didn't do that with top WP plugins for business.com. Instead, we have 7 autoresponders right now that go out over 10 days. So we skip a day in between a couple of them. The reason being is that this list is not being mailed by either of us at this point. It will be in the future, but it isn't right now. So we didn't want people to be inundated with emails from both of us because we already are emailing, and we wanted that list to stay separate for a while. So we will continue to write emails, but finally they go out 3 days apart, 4 days apart, 7 days apart, so that down the line those people are still connected to you and they know what it is you're doing and why, but you don't want people to miss out. All right, so I know I must jump on this right away. I'm getting opt-ins weekly now. Yeah, because the people in the beginning, then, they will miss out on what you put in there. So you've got to take a day and put in a whole bunch of things so that people are going to get them. And with Adrienne and I, we're both busy. Sometimes I'll email her in the evening, and I'll say, you know, by tomorrow morning, can you please send me another email I can add? And she'll do that, and she added another video today. So if you're in that course, go over to the members area. You'll see a new video on Comment Love plugin. All right. And I'm moving at a furious pace. Okay, but you've got to work on a furious pace on the things that need to be worked on. So autoresponders are at the top of that list. All right. And he has another question about easing articles. How should you fill out your profile? What's important? Well, you want to share who you are. And regarding the site's opt-in, the one that's ready, just about ready, is a video tutorial on the best self-defense technique I have honed with over 25 years of experience. It's never failed me in street confrontations or while working in the security industry. Gee, I need to have you as my bodyguard. Does this sound irresistible enough? It does. It does. It sounds very irresistible. The best self-defense techniques that you have honed with over 25 years of experience in the martial arts, it has never failed me in street confrontations or while working in the security industry. I love it. I love it. So get that video ready because it shouldn't be that long anyway. And just get something short up there so that you can have a longer one that will come afterwards. So that's very, very important. All right, and Barb says, yes, workplace stress report and stress and weight loss issues. By the way, love your report on plugins. Thanks so much, Barb. Barb was one of the early people that jumped in, and so she's one of the people that we have to make sure that we are one step ahead of so they receive everything. All right, anybody on the line with a question or a comment?
Yes, hello, Connie?
Yes.
Hi, Connie. It's Al Bargan from Kelowna.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for answering all the questions. I only just recently got on the call, and I will have to catch the replay for anything that occurred in the beginning.
Okay.
I just wanted to comment on the WordPress plugins. I did pick that up, and I am very eager to learn more about WordPress here once I get the autoresponder and the other things that I have to take care of first. My question is, can you recommend a course for someone who is an absolute newbie at learning WordPress? I knew I would need to plug
I
in.
I can, but can you email me?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm not going to share it on the call.
Okay, understood. I just wanted to comment that I did pick up the WordPress plugins, and I've been to the membership area. It looks like there's a ton of great information. I need to learn a little bit more, but for $7, it was incredible.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And I see that Adrienne is here. And Adrienne, I don't know if you went over to Facebook today, but my last post says, Adrienne, have you seen this on Google? I have released our first press release. And the first one, it's usually kind of a practice one. It's one where you get the information out there, but you don't keyword it, you know, in a way that will make it be found quite as easily. So with this one, if you Google for new WordPress training released, it's number 2 or 3. But it's not for our names, because right now our names are not so important. The topic is more important. It has 2 links within that press release, and it has links back to each of our sites. So this is from webwire.com, and I pay $25 for these press releases, and they're worth every penny. And I even did a little sub. So the title of the press release is New WordPress Training Released on Using the Power of Plugins to Build Your Business. And then the subtitle is, Are You Using WordPress as Your Website Platform? Then You Must Know How to Use WordPress Plugins to Leverage the Power of WordPress. So I wrote this very quickly. I wrote it in about 15 minutes, put in two links, put a little bit about each of us. The second paragraph is kind of a warning why people shouldn't have mixing plugins. I compared it to mixing prescription medications. And that's it. It's about 300 words. So that's an example of what people need to do. So Barb, hopefully you're ready with your press release as soon as your product is released, because this one, our product has been out, I guess, a week and a half. Yeah, about a week and a half, and I just got this out today. So you want to get a press release out there so people know what you're doing. And remember, it's the kindergarten effect. Jump up and down and share who you are and what you're doing so the world will find out. The free press releases are great to practice with, but they won't stick. They'll only stick usually that day. Within 24 hours, something else bumps them. So that's why the paid ones are valuable. And very soon, I'll be to the point where I'll get an annual contract with one of the bigger companies and do it in a bigger way. But right now, I'm still happy to pay the $25. All right. Any other questions from people live on the call? I see we have a few people. I'll bet someone has a question or wants a shout-out so that when this goes to iTunes as a podcast, they will have their information there. All right, so if you are with us here live, make sure that you're taking a look at those links, either joining us with Dennis Becker's forum before the price goes up in about 5 days, or having an opportunity to do a webinar live with me, live and recorded, by signing up for Webinar Legend, and visit my sites, ConnieReaganGreen.com and HugeProfitsTinyList.com, to find out more about what I'm doing. And Donna says, Hi Donna, haven't seen you for a little while, but I read your emails. What was the press release site you use? I use WebWire, WebWire.com. $24.95 for a press release and worth every penny. I've been using them for probably 3 years. It used to be $20, went up to $25 at the beginning of 2013. So, and you'll see that, now that we're in recovery, now that the recession is getting further and further behind us, you'll see people starting to raise prices. So that's good news and bad news. Good news, because prices going up at least a little bit is good for everybody in the long run. Bad news, because things aren't the bargain that they were for several years when our economy was stagnant. All right. Remember to sign up for all the calls in this podcast series. You can see everything that I'm doing by going to OnlineMarketingTipsPodcast.com. So again, this is Connie Reagan Green. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Connie.